Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
It's the Engineer's Blueprint for Balanced Life. Step one is really focus on what matters most. Step two is you want to be able to visualize the balanced life that you want. Step three, of course, we're engineers, so we have to design a plan. So you design a plan. And step four is execute that plan. You know, one of the things that in my podcast with, and I talk about a lot, is that many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select few that actually follow through and does it, right? And that's really where I want to get people to, is being part of that select few that's going to follow through and achieve the balanced life that they want.
Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast. It's the series designed to provide the tips and tools that will help you cut through the chaos and create the clarity that will transform your business and life as a leader. After all, you lead your business, and it shouldn't be leading you. And today, I had the opportunity to chat with Dr. James Bryant, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about something that he came up with called the Engineer's Blueprint for a Balanced Life. But as we had chatted, and James is a friend of mine and a fellow Business Made Simple coach, this blueprint applies to entrepreneurs and to pretty much everybody. Really just a wonderful chat here today about creating a balanced life in the workplace and at home. I hope you enjoy it with Dr. James Bryant. Dr. James Bryant, it is a pleasure to have you here on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast today.
Pete, thank you so much for allowing me to come and speak to your audience. This is a great opportunity for me. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I always enjoy having our conversations whenever we have a chance to chat about stuff. Love your takes on things. And, you know, I downloaded today your Engineer's Blueprint for a Balanced Life. And, you know, one of the things we talked just before getting on here is that it's not just for engineers, right, James? It's for everybody. And the idea of having a blueprint for a balanced life is good for every entrepreneur, every leader, and of course, for engineers too.
That is absolutely the case. I think it's really, what problem are we trying to solve? It's the work-life balance problem. And for me, in my particular market, it's engineers. For you, it may be entrepreneurs. So it's the same blueprint. It's the same steps that can be applied to different target markets.
Yeah. James, why don't you kind of outline the four steps and we'll dig into them a little bit.
Well, you know, it's the Engineer's Blueprint for a Balanced Life. Step one is really focus on what matters most. Step two is you want to be able to visualize the balanced life that you want. Step three, of course, we're engineers, so we have to design a plan. So you design a plan. And step four is execute that plan. You know, one of the things that in my podcast with, and I talk about a lot, is that, you know, many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select few that actually follow through and does it, right? And that's really where I want to get people to, is being part of that select few that's going to follow through and achieve the balanced life that they want.
I love that. And I think it's about implementation. And that's that follow through part, right? For those of you who are watching on video, I've got lots of books behind me and there's lots of videos. There's lots of podcasts like this out here, all this stuff. There's information is out there. It's a matter of how can we help them do it so that then they can achieve that balanced life that they're looking for, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've gone through the information age to more of an explanation age where, you know, people are really trying to explain what the information is, but now it's time to actually implement it and do it. I know one of the things that I've been putting into practice in my own life is choosing an implementation day, right? We read tons of books, right? We're coming across tons of materials and saying, hey, here are all of the different things that are great. And that we're posting stuff on social media, but we have to take pause sometimes to be able to integrate those things and implement those things in our own lives.
it's almost that we have to stop, for those of us who are learners, you know, never-ending learners and always trying to absorb all this stuff, it's almost that you have to actually stop learning for a bit so that you can actually do it, right?
Yeah. And that's really a big part of learning for me is doing it. You know, I learn through doing and I'm absorbing a lot of information. But when you begin to put it into practice, that's when you really codify it within yourself, right? It becomes part of who you are. It's no different than any other habit that we have. Now, I can read and look at videos about exercise all day, but until I actually go out and implement and do it, it's not going to contribute to my health. I'm not going to build strength. And the same is true for any plan that you develop. And that's one of the things, that's why we made execution of the plan the fourth step in the blueprint for a balanced life. Because if you don't execute the plan, then the plan is just squiggly lines on paper or text or ink on paper. And I think you deserve, I think your listeners deserve, I think engineers deserve, everybody deserves the ability to actually execute their plan so that they can achieve their dreams, achieve the balanced life that they're looking for, or whatever the actual focus of the plan is.
You know, when you started off, you were talking about number one, the focus on what matters most to you. And I know that you've gone through in your life some major changes in your weight, for example, right? Yep. So obviously you went through, you built a focus around the fact that you wanted to lose a lot of weight and you've done that successfully, yep. right? You visualized that happening and you moved through that stuff and implemented and continue it, right? So that's part of it.
That's absolutely true. So when we talk about focusing on what matters most, you know, I take clients through a process.
Yeah.
You know, we're starting this process, you know, by saying what really matters most to you. And so, you know, a person will list the things that matter most to them. And then I ask them to do is look at your calendar, ask your friends. Now let's see how reality stacks up to what you say matters most. So in this example, you know, in the past, I would say I wanted to be healthy or I wanted to live, you know, I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to make sure I'm around for the kids. And that was quote unquote important to me. But if you were to look at how I used my time, you know, 4 years ago, most of that time would be binge watching television, eating chips while I'm doing that, maybe going for a walk here and there. But my workout routine was sporadic and my diet or healthy diet was non-existent.
Yeah.
But I was expecting something different. That's like insanity because I wasn't changing anything. So I started to focus in on what matters most. So if being healthy matters most to me, then I have to begin to put those things in place that'll help me achieve that goal.
Yeah. You know, from an entrepreneurial side of things, I always say that, you know, we are business owners so that we can have our businesses give us the life that we want. And it's that same sort of thing, you know, just to be mired down in your business with overwhelm and frustration and everything to earn your salary. Well, really, that's not the goal. The goal is more about, can my business give me what I want out of life? But in order to start that process, you got to understand what you actually want out of life, what you want for your relationships, your time commitment, your spirituality, let's say your health, all of those different things that are the buckets of life. I call them the buckets of life, the different buckets of life and what you want out of your business and your mission and purpose. So once you've crafted that, then you move into what you want out of the visualized, your balanced life. So tell us a little bit about what balance means.
Well, balance means different things for different people. And it also changes depending on what stage of life that you're in. You get to define what balance means for you. You get to define what success means for you. For me, a balanced life is being able to provide for my family and being able to have time to be present, fully present with my family. We have two boys. They're 12 and 14. And just really being an active dad and really being, you know, there for my wife and the kids. And so that's what, and also making a contribution to our community through church activities. And so those are like the three pillars of balance for me, and kind of what understates that or what helps support that is the whole focus on self-care and making sure that I'm able to care for myself so that I can have the energy and the resources to be able to do the things that I want to do. Because if I don't take care of me, I'm not going to be 100% at my job. I'm not going to be 100% for my clients. And I'm not going to be 100% for my family. And it's just going to have a cascading effect on the impact that I can have in life.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, it brings me back to a memory of a saying, and it kind of goes like this. The man who has his health has 1,000 dreams, and the man who does not has but one.
And his dream is to be healthy.
That's right. Yeah. And I know, you know, we certainly have people in our family in that spot and have been over the last few years, and they only wish for one thing, to be healthy again, right? But when you have your health and when you are having that balance of health and all these other things along with it, you have 1,000 dreams. And that's the really interesting thing when you begin to visualize what that it looks like. And then you start building the plan, right? Design a plan for your balanced life is number three. So tell us a little bit about that.
It's really where you're bridging the gap. So in step one, you focus on what matters most. Step two, you're visualizing what success looks like. You're defining what success looks like. You're saying, this is me having time away from the office, taking a vacation with my family where my phone is disconnected and I'm fully present. It could be, this is you successfully completing or implementing a system in your business that will help free up the time that you need to do the things that you want. So you can approach it from a few different ways. But the third step is, okay, now that I know what I want, how can I design a plan that will actually get me there? And understanding that you didn't get in the position that you're in overnight. It wasn't as if you woke up and you were overwhelmed. No, this has been building for a while. Whatever it is, it's been building for a while.
Yeah, man.
And it's going to take a while for you to actually get on the other side of that. So you design a plan, and it's not that that plan has to address everything right away, but you want to start building momentum in your plan and your activities so that you can have things that are achievable, things that you can be proud of, things that will give you joy and excitement as you begin to accomplish them. And so those are the types of things that we talk about in terms of designing that plan. And the plan is really bridging the gap between where you are right now in the life that you visualize, where you want to be. So the plan really is to bridge that gap.
And then number four, last but not least, you have to execute it. We just kind of talked a little bit about it earlier, but execute the plan and build your balanced life, right?
You have to execute it, right? If you don't execute, if you don't construct it, then it's just plans on paper. And that's, you know, that is a really key point, is that it's all about implementation. You know, it doesn't matter what your intent is. What matters is what you actually do. You can say you're going to do something, but it's not going to happen until you do it. And so we talk about executing the plan and making sure that you surround yourself with people that will help you do that. Making sure that you surround yourself with folks that are going to be in your corner if you need encouragement, if you need someone to really help keep you accountable, if you need a coach. Mm-hmm. You know, it just depends. Everybody needs something different or a combination of those things.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's where execution comes in, because if you don't execute, you won't get your dreams.
I love our conversation today. You know, one of the things that I was also thinking about is, you know, a primary, we were talking about overwork and frustration, and that's a big piece of the puzzle that I deal with the entrepreneurs that I work with. And a primary reason for overwork is because we don't have clarity on what matters most in our lives. And when we come up with that, which is basically what we've been talking about this whole conversation, is building the clarity, then you have all of the confidence to move ahead and the momentum to move ahead so that you can build yourself a better life and a better business. And whether you're an engineer, an entrepreneur, whatever, this chat really today has been about building a better life. That's the cool part of it.
That's absolutely true. And one of the things that I say about clarity is that you have internal clarity, understanding your why, right? Really understanding why you're doing things, you know, why you're in business, why your company was formed. If it's an engineer, why you got into engineering, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But it's also looking for that external clarity. And external clarity is being clear on what it is you want. Internal is the why, external is the what. And you have to have both of those. If you can imagine gears that are turning where one is dependent on the other, you know, as that internal why goes, you know, clarity goes, the external goes, and you begin to get momentum and you can achieve great things in life.
Love that. And I think that's a great spot to end here today. Our time's running short, James. So why don't you just tell everybody your website, how to get a hold of you, and a little bit more there.
Yeah, you can reach me at betteryou4you.com, all spelled out, betteryou4you.com. coachingforyou.com. That'll take you to the website. You can see about the coaching programs that we have there, as well as information on the podcast I produce, which is Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant.
Awesome. Been wonderful chatting to you again here, James. Really appreciate it as always. Looking forward to having another chat again in the near future. So thanks again for being a part of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast today.
Thanks for having me, Pete.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with James and I here today. Think about how you can apply this idea around James's plan of building a blueprint for a balanced life. Step one, focus on what matters most to you. Two, visualize your balanced life. Three, design a plan for your balanced life. And four, execute the plan and build your balanced life. And I think one of the big takeaways here today, as I re-listened to the episode, is a lot about that implementation part. So many of us go through, we know what we need to do. It's sitting there, we're procrastinating it, whatever the case is, but we haven't actually implemented. And from that perspective, if you're in a situation where you need to have help implementing, that's what James does. And that's what I do as coaches. So if you want to reach out, we're here for you for that sort of thing as well, as we roll through our businesses and struggles and overwhelm and all of that sort of stuff in order to create a better business and a better life. So hopefully you'll be able to put some of that stuff into action so that you can have that even better life and even better business. Always remember, clarity creates confidence and confidence ignites momentum. If you like the podcast, share with your friends, invite them to listen, and most of all, would do me a big favor if you would subscribe to it so that you can hear future episodes and maybe even rate it if you're on Apple. If you could give us a 5-star, write a little review if you like the episodes, that would be a big help. For more information on my coaching and leadership programs, visit more.coach, that's MOHR.COACH, more.coach, or you can email me directly at Pete@more.coach. And until then, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at ironicmedia.com.